The MPP has expressed its readiness to apologize for the excesses of its supporters who attacked journalists and other people in the aftermath of last week's elections. The first vice chairman of the party, Fred Owari, stated this in an interview with Radio Ghana.
My attention has been called to an incident which happened. I've already drafted a letter, and then tomorrow I'll sign and make a personal delivery to those institutions that are affected. You know, I think we are all civilized and we live in this country. We are all Ghanaians. We love our country. And we should love each other in spite of our differences, political or whatever. And so if I have done something wrong, I'm ready to apologize and move on, you know, as a good citizen.
What pieces of advice do you have for your teaming supporters, especially the youth, as you prepare to argue your concerns about the outcome of the elections in court?
What is happening in the country right now? It's not anything that anyone has sat down to plan for it. It's just that we come out of elections where we believe that there's been some electoral fraud against us. And we just make a point and take the matter to court. In the process, you find that there might be some aggrieved young people who perhaps would want to take a different course of action, which we disagree. And we've been trying to calm everyone and show them proper leadership as to how they should behave as good citizens of the land.
Mr. Owari also called on the Ghana Police Service to provide adequate protection for the party and its property. This comes in the wake of a reported case of police raid on an MPP data center in Accra.
I think if they knocked at our door, search our premises for whatever they're looking for, and they didn't find it, or whoever gave them the tip-off gave them a wrong address, and they found out that, oh, after all, perhaps this is not the house we're even looking for, the simple thing you do is to apologize. That evening, the police PRO admitted that the police had engaged in search. Now, we're being told that, well, our report is even a hoax and that there was nothing like that, which is confusing. But I still want to give the police the benefit of the doubt that perhaps those who came there were not the police. In that event, then it's a formal complaint that we've made, and beyond the apologies or whatever, they now have to protect us by finding out who those people were and make sure that this incident does not reoccur.
Deputy Vice Chairman of the MPP, Fred Owari, talking to Agatha Asamoah.